still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm in discussions online with people about Chevelle, and man, do people need to see it. Just great, great band, live band. This is, people look at lineups and they're like, I don't know, there's nothing on. Oh, trust me, you're not giving Chevelle their due. No one ever does. I'm a music fan. I like a lot of stuff. Not country. That's garbage for people who have no IQ. But when you see somebody that should get more credit than they do and they just keep plugging away, man, Chevelle is that band. They're great. Here's an idea. On your way to U-Fest today, you go over to Hooters for happy hour for a couple hours, grab yourself some wings, get some couple drinks, and Uber on over to the, see how responsible I just was? Uber on over to U-Fest. Or
good
if
move.
It's U-Fest. Uber to U-Fest. Start the weekend off right. Head over to Hooters for happy hour. They got $4 off select appetizers right there at Hooters. And it's Monday through Friday. That's today. You can go over there 3 to 6 o'clock before you go to U-Fest. And enjoy
get an
yourself.
Uber.
Yeah, get an Uber to U-Fest. That's how it works. It's 7:49. Hooters brings you this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Pretzel Day. Here's
soft
how to score a free one.
Soft or hard pretzel? Auntie Anne's?
Both.
Oh, boy. All pretzels.
Auntie Anne is giving out free pretzels, but you have to be a rewards member. Download the app. Wetzel's Pretzels has free pretzels starting at 3 p.m. Just walk in and get one. No questions asked. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary.
I don't trust that at all.
And they'd prefer calling it National Wetzel Day.
Okay. I don't trust it. Just come in and don't even just, you're getting one and get out. No questions asked. Every time I hear no questions asked, somebody's getting rid of evidence.
And if that's not enough options for you, today.com. has a list of more pretzel deals you can take.
What are Auntie Anne and Wetzel going to do with the death of the mall? Like, they're nowhere but malls. Without malls.
You still have a couple of, here, I think.
You know some standalones?
Of course he does, if there's any.
This is impressive.
There's one at the outlet malls.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like malls. Yeah.
But I'm saying that's an outdoor one, kind of.
Right, but still a mall. Like the death of people wandering to malls. The internet has killed all that stuff.
Airports, I guess.
Airports and sporting events.
Yeah.
I don't know where else you go to Wetzel Pretzel or Auntie Anne. They got to do some standalone business or kind of glom into something, you know?
Maybe they,
They could kind of tie into another place. Maybe go into Walmart's.
Put them up like Dutch Brothers, little drive-thrus.
Well, you can't have that clogging up traffic. The smell alone. Are you kidding me? If on a nice spring day here in Phoenix, I got the windows down in my car and I try to drive by an Auntie Anne's, you know, what are those, windmill shack or whatever they would build like Dutch Brothers does?
Oh. Taken.
Oh. Right next to a salad and go? You think I'm still getting salad? Are you out of your mind?
Couple of basic fun facts. Growing up, Katy Perry wasn't allowed to eat Lucky Charms because luck was linked to the devil.
Yeah, she's a pastor's kid.
Yeah, her family also called deviled eggs, angeled eggs.
Doesn't mean that. Oh, so stupid. How weak-minded are you that an egg, like how strong is your belief if calling an egg the deviled egg ruins it? You don't really buy into what you're believing. You should be able to say the devil 1,000 times and fear nothing. They're afraid of deviled eggs.
Deviled ham.
You're in a powerless situation if the devil is that much stronger than your guy. That you can't even say deviled eggs without, well, that invited all the demons in. I guess all the good work doesn't count. Way to go, making deviled eggs. Why even bother making them? Why even mix up the yolk? Dummies.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Have a stronger foundation in your belief to where eggs can't ruin it. Well, I was a very religious man for a while, Brett, but then I had a deviled egg and all the hell broke loose inside me. And
not a deviled egg.
Started raping people and killing everybody. If I had just called it an angel egg, my strength and foundation wouldn't have been so shattered.
All because of the paprika.
Yeah,
it is. Falsely accused.
The little mayonnaise, paprika, whatever else goes in there.
The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle is Will Shortz. And he's the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology.
I love this story.
Enigmatology.
I heard you.
Well, one more time.
No, you be quiet.
He
can barely say it. We don't need to dance with this devil. It's those damn eggs. Just bringing them up made him a demon. If you're going to get a word wrong, don't get that one wrong.
Why? We need to go to the Google Translate.
Oh, my God. It's AI, everybody. That wasn't even us. That was an AI. Somebody's tricking us. Don't say that again. He's got a degree. Move on.
In what?
I don't even know what a crossword puzzle is. That's enough. You can't play that game. I don't trust you with that. That's like a kid with a gun. You're going to screw that up.
It's the study of puzzles.
We know. Next!
Wilt Chamberlain?
Oh, no. Don't do that next. This is terrible.
Come on.
Shuffle your stories.
Go back to pretzels for a second. Let's get you back on point. You're the worst. You stumble over everything. We can't have you stumbling over those words. Who trusted him to read? Whose idea was this?
Me.
Brady can't read. That'll be great for 23 years.
He's been great with this episode, this segment.
You shut up. It's this damn deviled egg. The mere mention of him has brought out all sorts of demons in Brady's mouth.
When Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in 1962 in the NBA game, he made 28 free throws. He went 28 for 32 that night. It's 87.5%. And they're all granny style.
Yeah. That was the preferred form.
Yeah.
I watched a story on that years and years ago of when somebody started to shoot overhead and they're like, insanity. Well, we shoot overhead during the game. Yeah, but you're jumping. You're flat-legged. You go granny. And even the best in the business were doing it. Like some of the best players were. Wilt Chamberlain, for God's sake, shooting granny.
Was Maravich the last holdout on that?
Like Maravich did the underleg toss. It's strange. Yeah, I bet you he was. I don't know who the last guy was, but it had to be. Pistol Pete had to be one of the last ones. There had to be a couple others. Like there had to be guys we didn't pay attention to that played for the St. Louis Spirit. Some dude on the Kansas City Kings and Reggie Theus and Eddie Johnson looking at him going, stop it. Shoot it with your over your head. Be a man.
Reggie and his soul glow.
And I'm one of them, but shooting underhand free throws is sort of like sitting to pee. It's frowned upon. But it's cleaner.
There's a couple in Utah. And they're thrilled to be reunited with their cat, Galena, who disappeared 2 weeks ago. They looked all over for her, even put up signs in the neighborhood. Turned out Galena didn't run away. The couple shipped her to Amazon.com.
You do that?
Galena loves hiding in boxes. And she was inside a box of work boots.
All right.
That was later packed up.
They knew.
Dropped off. No, it was one of those deals where you could
they knew.
Return it. Try it and return it.
They knew.
Five pairs of boots. It was a big box. The cat was in there for 6 days.
Oh, I thought you said their kid. Cat, sure. Yeah. I thought it was a kid. If no. You're shipping a kid in Amazon, you know about it. Cat can hide in there. Cats get in boxes.
It's like Christmas Vacation where the aunt packed up the cat. And yeah.
Oh, every time I put a suitcase out, Elgato's laying in it. Like they love that.
So Galena traveled from Utah to California.
I thought you said it was their kid.
And no.
I'm like, you're passing this off as an accident?
Luckily, the person at Amazon that happened to rescue cats, so she knew what to do to get her hydrated and figured the cat was good. In the box. I've got some pee-pee poo-poo news.
Okay. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan with your pee-pee poo-poo news. Little gardening hack. Gardeners are pouring pee onto their plants. And they say the human urine contains nutrients that make the flora thrive. But the deal is...
It's got what plants
flora. Don't.
Flora.
Flora, not the
not
floor.
The floor.
The flora. I said
floor. No, you said floor.
Floor. No, I did. Go to the tape.
Oh,
every
here we
time
go.
We go yeah, to the tape, you lose.
Flora Thrive. Look, said it.
Look, he's digging in.
Every time we go to the tape,
digging
you
into
lose.
This no, one.
You said floor. It's okay. I'm fine with you messing that word
no,
up.
No, he said floor.
I like the other one
no,
better.
You said floor. We looked at each other. You said floor. You said floor. Don't say go to the tape anymore. You're the worst. You're going to get LeBron James angry.
Do it.
He doesn't know. We, every time we do, we go, we're wrong.
And then we know yeah, what your response yeah. is going to be. I
hey,
can hear it.
Madeline, you said it. Get over it. Move forward.
Nope.
It's all right.
But here's the key.
Don't piss on the floor. Your floor won't get bigger.
Make your floor thrive. What's that? I said that.
I'm going to pull up both examples.
Pull it up.
Okay.
That one, you said it.
I'm fine with him messing that one.
I know, me too.
You're good. You win. Go kick it.
Thank you.
Move on.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You're the champion today. Going to get you a little
you can't
medal.
Whip out and just put pure pee.
We
up.
Understand okay. now. All right. Now don't.
You got to dilute
no,
it.
No. We got to.
Lip out? What's that have to do with me?
It'll whip out, not lip
oh,
out.
Whip out.
You did misunderstand that one. That's
he
your
does
fault.
Every time.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. We go back and laugh hysterically at Show Me the Tape. We could do a full year's worth of best ofs of you going, go to the tape! And 4 hours of you messing everything up. But I'm not playing that game with you anymore because
it's
the word
once.
You messed up today.
It's happened once.
It's happened once.
We're not playing that. No, no, sir. That's enough.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Brett's been here 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's
heard it maybe twice.
I love it, too. Yeah.
Brett wakes up every time his alarm goes off with a smile on his face.
Today's the day. He's going to mess up the big boy.
Going to learn about that puzzle word.
He's going to mess up the big ones.
Don't.
Go
don't,
to the tape, no, and you know what?
Don't.
AI.
All right. No, that's what I said. I already said I went to AI, Brady. Don't you use the same defense. It looks like we're fishy. Anything Brady did earlier this morning is AI. In fact, I think what Madeline said at the Jew party the other day, just immediately afterwards, go, that was AI, that wasn't me. But it's live, it happened in front of us.
Perrier had to destroy 2 million bottles of water after fecal bacteria was discovered in one of their wells in southern France. They say that all the bottles on the market are safe and poo-free.
Okay. Well, that's what I count on. You know what I don't
the
like?
The well's been was 103 years old.
Mm, I'm not drinking out of that. I didn't know I didn't like this, and I'd like to make a request to restaurants. I appreciate it, but also don't like certain parts of this. Last night I was at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers watching the draft with my friend. And a few of the people delivering food had surgical blue gloves on, and a few did not. And the only thing I didn't realize until yesterday, the only thing I kind of like attribute surgical blue gloves with is avoidance of AIDS.
And
so the only reason
videos.
The only reason to have those on is because you've got something horribly wrong with your hands. If it's not required for everyone to wear them.
I just think also the having it be the color
blue,
it's just stark.
Right.
Wear the black ones.
Wear the black ones or even white to make it feel real clean.
It's like you're going for a rectal examination
and
stuff.
It's too medical. And not everybody's doing it. So I'm like, well, what's wrong with that guy? And how come that guy isn't? If either make it across the board, everybody has to wear gloves up to their elbows, or the one dude that's make them yellow, like just make them a color you don't see in hospitals, you know.
Yeah.
Although those are a
yeah.
little janitorial. Or how about just wash your goddamn hands?
That'll work too.
And bring me a French dip without worrying about transferring HIV to me. Did you
hey,
guys? You did.
Harvey.
Did
all
you
right,
have,
all right.
What's the matter? What are you all right?
Ronnie said I said floor too.
You did.
Oh, we got to go to the tape, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, are you getting divorced now? Because
that's
because
it.
Something I brought up?
Wow.
The worst part of that
where's
was
my backup?
We're having a discussion about gloves, and Pop goes, all right. He's yelling at his phone. He's actually having a conversation with electronics.
All right. That's about enough out of you, baby.
Anyway. Can we have N-word Brady in the center? No, we cannot. He didn't say it. He just, it sounded.
Puzzle Brady.
It's just a word he shouldn't be dancing around.
No, today is Rubber Ducky Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too. We were taking a bath with Brady.
That's your pee-pee-poo-poo news.
All of our gay listeners said that there's no question that two men bathing is the gayest thing you can do. Even gay guys think that's super gay.
There's no position that's.
There's nothing about it that is straight.
Look what happened in the old movie with Kirk Douglas in
Spartacus. Yeah. Super gay.
Bath scenes legendary.
Yeah. Laying down on a couch with a man in a spoon position and bathing.
And that was just a sponge bath.
Gay. Oops, sorry, gay. Yeah, it's the word bath. Sponge bath or bath bath. Unless it's medical and like the guy has to be propped up and it's a nurse getting paid to do it. Even still, it's gay. That's why male nurses are kind of like, haha.
Even Katie KB's like, that's gay.
Yeah. Even Katie KB's like, whoa.
Come on, bro.
You guys are pushing it.
And now it's time for some science news.
Okay.
Hello, my friends. Professor Brady Bogan here with your science news. Diamonds might not be that rare someday. Soon. It's going to happen. Researchers in South Korea, they figured out how to make the diamonds without having to put them under tremendous pressure. It's a lot cheaper and easier.
Diamonds?
The Koreans did.
No, who's under pressure?
Diamonds. Okay. To create them, you got to put them under a lot of pressure.
The Koreans?
Good question. Are they still
so
rare?
So the diamonds
I'm just
will take,
playing.
Natural diamonds take billions of years. But their new process created diamonds in under 2.5 hours.
The Koreans did.
They created Koreans in 2.5 hours.
That's pretty impressive. You can make a Korean with no pressure. Hey, look, no pressure. This is a low pressure sale here. You want a Korean? I can get you one by like 10:03.
The dragon might have something to say about that.
He's half Korean. I can make one of those in an hour.
Yeah. He's only half?
Yeah, he's an hour. An hour of Korean.
Our solar system.
But wouldn't they be then their fake diamonds?
Also fake Korean.
I don't know about that.
They're calling them. Artificial diamonds.
Yeah, that would be. That's
but
another
I think
word for
it's
fake.
The same material.
So it's
created
not
out of the
cubic
same
zirconium?
Material.
Hold on. Artificial diamonds would then. You wouldn't need to differentiate if they were.
They
real
figured
diamonds.
Out they're not artificial. Actually, if they figured out how to make the diamonds without having to put them under tremendous pressure, then they're making real diamonds.
Okay. Where did the word artificial come from?
Me.
No. Oh, okay. Threw that out there.
Because they have synthetic diamonds.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're creating them in a lab, they're not real diamonds.
Our solar system has only had 8 planets since Pluto got downgraded in 2006. But now researchers at Caltech think they've discovered new evidence of a different planet, Planet 9. It's out beyond Neptune. They think they might be able to find it in a new telescope in Chile next year.
Cool.
As soon as that finishes up.
What, we just call it Pluto again? Just not to confuse everybody?
No, because it's different.
It's a whole different
just change the name. I mean,
Pluto's considered like a dwarf.
Arose by dwarf any planet, other. Or, that's what I'm saying. Arose by any. Just call it Pluto so we have 9 planets again. One of them's Pluto.
Have,
and rename the dwarf planet something new.
My very something mother.
Yeah, yeah, we had that, all that stuff. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be Planet McPlanet.
I hope so. For your sake. They put a big golden arch on it.
A new process in health news, a new process might help bones heal faster. 3 times, and then after the healing, they're 3 times stronger. A study found that they did it on rats. They break the bones of the rat in 2 different areas, and when they use this process, it's basically a plasma that they inject the bones.
You're not going to have the answer.
It heals faster. And
save
strong.
That. Ask it anyway.
Should save the question.
No.
Ask it anyway.
Why not just give me that before I break my bones?
They're going to start to do that as well.
Yeah.
That's the adamantium.
So they just give you.
But they're saying 3.5 times faster.
But the bone strengthener would make it so it would be harder to break them in the first place. So why don't they give the rats the bones and then try to break? Like give them the hard bones and then try to break their bones.
Yeah, I like to put pain on the rats. You know, Brett says rats get bats.
That's right.
Well,
poor little rats.
New study found being around attractive women tends to make men more honest, but other women.
That's not true.
That's a lie.
That's the biggest lie ever. That's a good lie, though, to tell the attractive women that we're being honest with them. Sure, I make
other women less honest.
Ugly women, we're not as honest with them.
A hot girl in the workplace.
Wait a minute.
The men become more honest, but the women are less honest around her.
Women lie around hot girls. Men tell the truth to hot girls.
Become more honest, according to this study.
I don't know about how women are, but I know men lie to good-looking women all the time about what, that's my car. This apartment isn't, well, my house is being remodeled. Like, there's all sorts of lies you tell pretty women.
Yeah, I was golfing today.
Yeah. That's the, yeah, see the private investigator.
Lastly, the researchers in Australia think they it might be possible to reduce methane emissions by just breeding cows to fart less.
Okay.
That's your science news.
Closer.
Why was you waiting for eyebrows
I was
on that?
Waiting for the payoff.
I didn't know we had to.
Why didn't I raise
That's huge.
Jesus Christ.
And he's on one today.
But again, he is on one today. That's just a stupid sentence. That just there's no meaning to it. We're going to breed them to fart less. How? Nobody asks how. Nobody looks forward to.
I was waiting for a punchline. And yeah.
They'll just breed them to fart less.
What does that mean?
News if they pull it off.
No, I was waiting there. I thought it was coming.
How, though? Like, you don't have any inquisitive nature of going, that's interesting. Wonder how they'd do that.
I just tell them, just do it.
It's excellent work.
Yeah.
That's science, what you're doing.
Crack news.
And that's the best thing. Yeah, it's the best thing about your science. It's anything you want it to be.
Yeah, apply that to those rats, too. Yeah. Just do it.
You know what? Nike is a lot of science with the just do it.
Exactly.
Just do it.
How? It's easy to say, we should breed cows to fart less. And then one guy in the room has to raise his hand, the smart one, and say, how are we doing this? Just do it.
Stop arguing to me.
All right, Mr. Questionnaire. Just do it. That's how.
Do you ask that same question when you start your car? How does it do this?
What the hell are you talking about?
We know how that's done.
All right.
What?
Could we reasonably get an answer to how does my car start versus how do we breed cows to fart less? Which one has an answer I can get today?
They inject it with the plasma fart gene. Cause them to break.
Go ahead.
Yes. Are we really having this conversation? Yeah.
No, he's trying to have one. He's still defensive over the floor thing.
Said it.
And we know. We heard you say floor. He's on one today.
Oh, Brett, man.
Wait till tonight at U-Fest.
Oh, jeez. Pop-Pop starts the day like this. People in mushrooms will be like, you need to take something. Calm down. You're not making any sense.
Madeline will walk away from you.
You're not making any sense. You say a lot of dumb stuff, bro.
But Madeline, I...
Serious.
I gotta go.
Can't do it. She says
bro,
that.
I gotta take off. You're saying a lot of dumb stuff.
Madeline, don't go. You're so interesting. Your take on Islam.
But Mads.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
In Maracaibo, Venezuela, they caught a bunch of inmates trying to escape. They tunneled their way out of the prison. 20 inmates lined up. But as they were getting out of the tunnel that they made.
Somebody waiting.
They were waiting.
Well, you can't have a conga line of escapees. Yeah. I mean,
they
that's
did,
too many.
Basically.
Two tops. You
they
and a buddy.
Coming out of there.
The cops are waiting.
Had to pull them out of there.
The hole wasn't big enough for some of them.
Would have changed Shawshank if the if the warden was standing right
there. Well, if there was 18 other dudes behind Andy.
Right. Andy Dufresne crawled through the foulest filth you could ever imagine, with 19 guys behind him ruining everything, making all sorts of racket.
Conga line.
In March, Haiti was in a state of emergency because gangs stormed the jail there. And released 4,000 inmates of the National Penitentiary. They all managed to get out.
That's no
still
good.
Still trying to herd them back up, but there's murders.
They just started murdering again?
Yeah,
oh, murderers.
Yeah.
I said there were murders. Yeah, guys just running all over.
Just like Mexico, the murderers, the rapists, they were everywhere.
You don't like Haiti?
Not a fan. A lot of AIDS. Too many AIDS. Not a big fan of a lot of AIDS. A little AIDS. Like San Francisco. It's a proper amount. Haiti, too many AIDS.
They still have that problem. You know, that's something that slipped by all of us.
What, AIDS?
They geared it. Not even like a topic anymore.
No, it's a Big money in advertising.
Commercials talking about, didn't it dodge the thing that gives it to you? Here's how. Well, they cured it. That should have been a party.
Well, the first thing in that ad is you must have active AIDS.
Right, well, and then the other one is you can't have it, but this keeps you from getting it. Well, they cured it. And we all go back to Magic Johnson, which I still think was a misdiagnosis. But AIDS is, I don't know if it's a thing anymore that we have to, like, even concern ourselves with. You have to be doing some seriously filthy stuff to get AIDS now. And you always, and Brady would argue, and he's right, that you would always had to have done something gross to get AIDS. But it's not like, remember, there should have been a party. There should have been an announcement. It's gone. Like, we celebrated the end of COVID.
They're still raising money, aren't they, for research and
for AIDS
charity?
You don't see it anymore. Like, it's not.
I don't think it's a thing. Susan G. Komen should be pissed.
Yeah, because they fixed AIDS first. Yeah. AIDS was more important, though.
Do you think?
Yeah, I mean,
then
both are cans? Yes, both are wildly important. But let's be honest.
I think cans are pretty important.
You couldn't control your breast cancer.
Huh?
It just happens. AIDS is something you did.
Okay.
So they had to get a grip on this thing.
Put the clamps on
that. Yeah, put the clamps down on that one. At least we have an idea how to stop this. The other thing's on its own. But they cured it. And we didn't have like a... Eddie Murphy said it. Remember the day that if you can't get laid, the day they cure AIDS? Nobody ever announced that it was over. We just started... Even porn. They don't even... Condoms and porn, you just assume that guy's dying.
Oh, you remember the big condom period where everybody
had to do it, and porn was ruined.
Yep.
I didn't need to think of disease control and pregnancy during my fantasies. All right, what do you got, Brady?
Brett. Throw it to Brett today.
Nothing today?
Fridays
are... All right, all Brett?
Well, because he didn't have yesterday, and I thought maybe...
Double down Brady is the word. I like double down Brady. Indian Brady.
I'm Chief Double Down Brady.
Yeah, we were worried about him for a little bit. A strange little man sometimes. But tonight, he's going to be, boy, if he's on a morning bender, imagine what late night pop pop's going to be like. All right.
Are you bringing Kirby? Because then you'll be doubly on.
Oh.
You sea suckers better be ready.
Are you going to start with the sea suckers again? Is Kirby coming with you tonight?
I don't know. It's game time decision.
Oh, I see. If she is.
She's playing in the state tennis tournament, the NIA. That's what it's called, NIA. Yep.
What's that for?
That's the league that she's in.
Oh. There's no T in that?
No, because I think it's just the
NIA. There's also no H or S for high school?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Tennis would have to be the NIA, National.
It's interscholastic?
Yeah, I don't even know what it.
Yeah. There's no T in the tennis tournament. How about that?
It's a state tournament national.
It's the states, basically, in her division.
NIA. I'd lose every time trying to guess what that stands for in a tennis tournament. Something, if it's state, it's not national. Huh. I got to figure that one out. Brett, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
That's got me spinning.
This one came in because, We all missed Drew Haybatta back in the day, but we may have a new mascot job for Brady.
Okay. Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, it's a guy dressed as a cow in a shower.
I'm a fat cow, and I want all your chalky milk.
He just guzzling gallons of chocolate milk dressed as a giant fat cow.
That's cold! Ah.
Why is this happening?
Pretty cold!
That's a family member, Brady.
Is this Boss KUPD? What am I looking at?
Come on, Brady. When
I did this
that?
Years ago.
Yep.
All right, I don't want to watch this.
Chocolate milk.
Oh, I don't have to be Nostradamus to know how that guy dies.
Yeah. He's dead already.
Oh, man. Probably right when he stepped out of that shower of chocolate milk. Well, that was just weird.
And they're worried that we're going to see this one on Boss KUPD one of these days as well.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Oh, it's a little weird dude walking towards an elephant in the wide open. Not a zoo. This is a wild elephant, a middle-aged, like, teenage elephant. Doesn't look that big yet.
Filming.
Oh, he's filming it, and it's charging him. Here comes the elephant. Run! This one may be fake.
This guy gets smashed.
Oh.
He gets crushed.
Oh.
In the ring.
Yeah, they just stood on him. The elephant just stood on the guy. It didn't really explode like I'd expected. Well, he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Definite broken ribs.
Enjoy your vacations coming up in a couple weeks.
Hey, we're going to. They'll need some of that plasma.
Yeah, that's going to strengthen those bones.
There's a little hot dogging on a train.
On the train?
Mm-hmm.
On top of it? One of those trains in India? Nope, he's on. Yeah, it is that, but he's on the side of it. And he's hot dogging.
Oh, yeah, platform skate.
Hanging off the side of the train, leaning out of it. Oh, he falls! He's down! He's under it! There's the sound! No!
Oh, it's the other half of him.
Oh, God damn it. Don't do that. Oh, no.
I got nothing on this
Dear
one.
Brady's God, it says.
Oh, that's this one?
Yeah.
This is titled Dear Brady's God. All right. Oh, somebody pooping in a plastic tunnel into another guy's mouth. Oh, it's a funnel.
Wearing a ski mask.
And she's skinny, too. She should do better than this. And she's pooping into a guy's mouth. Into a ski mask that's on sale right now at Action Ride Shop. Oh, you can see it going.
That's chocolate pudding.
No, it's not. All right. No moaning. How'd you two meet, I wonder? She's still got more in there? That's a lot.
Scatmatch.com.
Shouldn't she be done?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we get it. Quit pushing. Oh, and then you see the little hole where he's breathing it in. Oh, it's just a pile of it looks like the milk after you eat Choco Pebbles. Oh, God.
He's taking his time.
We can't take it all in one bite. He was raised right.
He's savoring it.
Yeah, he eats with a little. He's got, you know, manners, for God's sakes. So you don't just go horsing it all down.
This one's entitled Puking in 3-2-1.
Oh, man. Fridays suck. God. It's two dudes rubbing their rosebuds together. One dude is as hairy as a gorilla. Oh, two rosebud bouncing off each other. And there's a lot of sticky juice. Well, how hairy is that guy? And he's got a tramp stamp of two Chinese letters.
You got a Greek guy?
You know who I feel most sorry for in this? Is the cameraman. There's a guy just hanging around the camera. And they are bumping rosebuds. Bumping Rosebuds is a great band name. All right, with the moaning, fellas.
Oh, man.
Let's calm down.
Oh, no, he's standing. He's reaching. A reach around on the other guy's hide.
So much. You know what the worst part is? I'm so used to rosebuds now. The hairy guy is making me sicker than the rosebud. I can't look at all that ass hair. So much ass hair. All right. When and how does this end? When do you know you're done with this? Oh, this is how you know. Oh, God. What's he doing? He's shoving something. Oh, he's putting his rosebud into the other guy. Oh, jeez.
Ken Davidson.
I'm going to put that in our pile of best ofs for the end of the year.
That hairy guy waited for the black guy to have his rosebud go back in, and then he started to
insert his,
put his into the black guy. I'm most disgusted by the hairy nature of the one Greek guy.
We'll just end there.
Disgusted by all of them.
How do you know when you're done with that? Well, see you tomorrow, Tom.
It's like the
sheepdog. Yeah. Morning, George. Oh.
Make the
donuts. How is it pleasurable?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
AIDS is cured, everybody.
Yeah, AIDS is better. We can do. That's what I mean. If AIDS wasn't cured, we wouldn't be doing that. You'd have to have some sort of plastic wrap around your rosebud, wouldn't you? You'd have to consult the good people at Reynolds Wrap to help you not get something with your rosebud touching game.
A booty hat.
I want to go home and try that immediately. Let's take a bath, Brady. Wash your mouth out with soap. There goes your Brady report. I'm sorry. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.